School closings could lead to a break from standardized testing, and that could have huge ripple effects for public education. WFAE's Ann Doss-Helms reports on a legislative group that's starting to look at those challenges.
Nothing is simple about switching North Carolina's public education system to remote learning for at least 9 weeks. A House panel that started meeting Thursday got a taste of just how complex those decisions will be. For instance, it might seem like a no-brainer to set aside standardized testing this year. The federal government has granted a testing waiver, and Brian Gwynn, a legislative analyst and lawyer, said that's all that's required to cancel end-of-grade and end-of-course exams.
However, legislative action would be needed to address all the other statutes that rely on data from the assessments.
He said school letter grades, low-performing school labels, bonuses for principals and teachers, teacher evaluations, and even promotion of third graders to fourth grade are all tied by law to test scores. Freebird McKinney, a teacher of the year who's an advisor to the State Board of Education, told lawmakers the board may ask for calendar flexibility, not only for the end of the current school year, but for the one that would normally start late in August, as required by state law.
What we're looking at is possibly calling an extended education plan and possibly granting permission to begin instructional days as early as August, beginning of August.
The first 2 weeks of closings have been used to help educators and families gear up for remote learning, often based on internet lessons. Representative Bobby Hannig, who represents four coastal counties, said his district lacks the internet access needed to make that work. Deputy Superintendent Beverly Emery agreed that's a hurdle.
Our biggest challenge is broadband access. All the hotspots in the world, devices are not going to help families and children who do not have broadband access.
Representative Craig Horn of Union County, a co-chair of the Committee on Education and COVID-19, reminded everyone that none of the options outlined are firm proposals, let alone final decisions.
Don't take any of these things that we're looking at as fact, that we're going to do this or we're going to do that. That would be wrongheaded.
Co-chair John Fraley of Iredell County went a step further.
As we get together next week, I think you'll see a lot of recommendations being made against the things that were talked about today.
The legislative group plans to meet weekly for the immediate future. On Friday, the State Board of Education meets to consider some changes related to the coronavirus closure. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss-Helms.